Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
If I were you, I would not take a vote today. I would try to get answers to all the questions that have been raised.
That was State Senator Carol Liu, a Democrat from Southern California, advising lawmakers to shelve a vote for a bill that would require most California children to be vaccinated when they enroll in public and private schools. Lawmakers delayed the vote amidst concerns that the requirement to immunize could deny a child their constitutional right to have access to an education. Democratic lawmakers are pushing for stronger safety standards for crude oil transported by rail. They introduced a bill in Washington, D.C. yesterday that would ban tank cars that have thin walls. These controversial tank cars have been at the center of several recent explosive derailments of trains. Representative Mike Thompson of Napa is one of the authors of the bill.
Our bill would immediately remove almost 38,000 of the unsafe cars off of the rail. Just absolutely take them off. And at the same time, it establishes the strongest tank car standards to date.
The Obama administration is poised to issue standards for rail cars in coming weeks. In the meantime, the National Transportation Safety Board recently recommended urgent upgrades to the industry's rail tank cars. Only a small percentage of California's crude imports are moved by train, but several proposed projects could see that amount surge. We vote to have our voices heard, and the assumption behind our representative government is that we all have the same influence when it comes to governing and writing laws. But that assumption isn't quite true. That's the focus of a new reporting project we're launching this morning. It's an ongoing look at how big players flex their California political muscle.
The assembly is now in session.
We begin in the state capitol, where thousands of laws are written every year. And politically powerful groups, to get what they want, often quietly just write the laws themselves. Here's KQED California Politics and Government editor John Myers.
It's a small slice of a very big city, just 2 square miles of Los Angeles. But it's the heart of downtown L.A., where 2 freeways intersect in a maze of bumper-to-bumper traffic. That leaves drivers plenty of time to gaze at billboards, which is where Assembly Bill 1373 comes in, a plan to exempt new billboards from state regulation in just this one spot.
You know, that is just the power of money and the power of influence, just trumping any kind of, good government process.
Dennis Hathaway of L.A.'s Coalition to Ban Billboard Blight says he wasn't surprised by who drafted the bill. The developers of a billion-dollar downtown hotel and condo complex called Metropolis.
Is that how state government is supposed to work?
The billboard legislation is part of a tradition in Sacramento called sponsored bills, bills that originate with outside groups. Its author is Assemblyman Miguel Santiago. He calls the exemption efficient.
Look, oftentimes in California, we're talking about eliminating bureaucracies. We're talking about streamlining, and this is one way to do it.
Santiago is a freshman Democrat who represents downtown L.A. He's made no bones about saying who's behind AB 1373.
If somebody comes to us with a problem and it's a sponsored bill, we will write that it's a sponsored bill.
But not every legislator admits that. A KQED review shows very few sponsored bills in 2015. But multiple legislative sources, staffers, and lobbyists who ask not to be identified say bill sponsors are routinely kept secret. Even some politicians admit outside influence groups write a lot of laws that get delivered on the doorsteps of the Capitol.
Sponsored legislation may be the largest single block of bills that move through that building.
Sam Blakesley is a former Republican leader of the state assembly.
It's become such a large part of the process that it begins to beg the question, are the legislators really driving the legislation, or are the special interests using the legislators to get their bills through the building?
A sponsored bill can mean lobbyists write it and control any changes, or maybe they just help get it into law. The truth is, the sky's the limit. Take one new bill to change how property taxes are collected from airlines that operate in California. Senate Bill 661 was conceived in a meeting between lobbyist and State Senator Jerry Hill, a Democrat from San Mateo. Lobbyists provided bill language, but the senator says he doesn't do sponsored bills.
If a bill or an issue comes before me, I'm the author. The legislator is the author.
Hill says as long as he controls a bill's fate, interest groups are not the sponsor. And that's the beauty of the system in Sacramento for the politically powerful. There's no requirement that anyone disclose anything.
I think a lot of legislators would rather say, I don't carry sponsored bills, which is really more semantics than it is what happens in reality.
Political strategist Shawty Falamaki-Fulp is a former lobbyist. She says the people who really write bills only come forward when it's good politics.
When it helps your cause, you definitely put your name out there. When you're more of a detriment, you make sure you build the right coalition to be out front.
And a coalition group keeps the real backers in the shadows. Disclosure laws don't require a lobbyist to describe the work they do on a bill, what kind of muscle they flex to shape what happens. Capital Insider say sponsored bills can be helpful, especially when so many legislators in the term limits era are inexperienced and need expert help.
There's nothing intrinsically wrong with a sponsored bill. A sponsored bill is something that someone else has brought to you.
But, says former State Senator Joe Simidian,
then it's on you as a legislator to say, is this something that serves a narrow special interest, or is this something that serves the broad public interest?
But how well that public interest is served often hinges on what's agreed to in private. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
You can see some of this year's sponsored bills at californiareport.org. And that's a California Report for Thursday, April 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akin. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2016 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at irvine.org. And Digital Foundry, building digital capabilities for leading organizations around the world. More online at digitalfoundry.com.